Here's an interesting article I was reading called Think Positive, 11 Ways to Boost Positive Thinking. When you harness the power of positivity, it's amazing the impact it has on your life. It can decrease stress and make every moment worth experiencing. By thinking positive, you can't help but be optimistic even when everyone else around you is miserable. As a result, you are happier, less depressed, and more satisfied. I read that and I was intrigued, so here are some of the things that they suggested. Number one, ask yourself, do I think positively? Not sure whether you're a negative Nelly? Well, this gives you a chance to figure out the score of your positivity by reflecting and helping you identify the other skills that can most help you improve your happiness and well-being. If you're someone who needs to work on your positivity, keep reading. That is definitely me, so I kept reading. Number two, strengthen your memory for positive information. Did you know that you may be able to increase your positivity just by memorizing lists of positive words? It's because when you force your brain to use positive words frequently, you make these words and their basic meanings more accessible, more connected, and more easily activated in your brain. So when you go to retrieve a word, an idea, or something of that nature from your memory, positive ones can come to the top more easily. I thought that was really interesting. It's not something I ever thought of doing. So I think it's worth a shot. Number three, strengthen your brain's ability to work with positive information. Once your brain has built strong neural networks for positive words, try to extend these networks by asking your brain to use positive information in new ways. For example, you can memorize positive words and set an alarm that reminds you to recall these words in reverse order an hour later. Or they also suggest that you could print out words on cards, cut them into two pieces, shuffle them together, and then find each word's match. For example, the word laughter would be cut into laugh and ter. To match the word pieces, your brain has to search through lots of positive information to find what it's looking for, and this positive memory recall task may make it easier when you try to think positive. Interesting. Number four, strengthen your brain's ability to pay attention to the positive. Are you one of those people who notices the bad stuff, like when someone cuts you off in traffic or your food doesn't taste quite as good as you wanted it to? Then you likely have trained your brain to focus on the negative and your brain has gotten really good at it. It can be really challenging to undo this training, so instead, train your brain to be even better at focusing on the positive. Just routinely focus on positive information and direct your attention away from the negative. Number five, condition yourself to experience random moments of positivity. Did you know that you can condition yourself for positivity? If you've ever taken an intro to psychology course, you've probably heard about the study of Pavlov's dog. Here's a quick refresher. Pavlov had a dog. Pavlov would ring a bell to tell his dog that it was almost feeding time. Like most dogs, Pavlov's dog would get really excited when he was about to get fed, so he'd drool all over the place. What happened? Well, suddenly Pavlov's dog started getting excited just by the sound of that bell, even when food was not present. Eating food and the sound of the bell became linked to the dog's brain. Sometimes as meaningless as a bell was now making the dog excited. This effect is called classical conditioning. It's the idea that when two stimuli are repeatedly paired, the response that was first elicited by the second stimulus, food, is now elicited by the first stimulus alone, the bell. This happens all the time without us even realizing it. For example, the favorite food for many of us is something that we ate as a child with our families. What likely happened was the positive feelings of being with family and the particular food got paired in our brains. As a result, we now get the fuzzy feelings that we get from spending time with those people just from eating the food alone, even if our family is not currently present when we eat it. Although your environment is conditioning you to react in particular ways all the time, if you know what you're doing, you can use classical conditioning to boost your positivity. You do exactly what Pavlov did. You just repeatedly link boring things like a bell ringing with positive thoughts and feelings over and over again. Pretty soon, these boring things will generate positivity automatically. That is classical conditioning at work. This can help you think positively because when you're going about your life, maybe even feeling bummed about stresses or challenges, you'll have these little positive moments that keep you energized and in a good mood. Okay, those are the first five. I'm going to read the second six probably in a few days or next week. This article, if you're interested, is called Think Positive, 11 Ways to Boost Positive Thinking, The Complete Guide to Positive Thinking According to Science. And it's by, how do I pronounce this person's name? It is spelled T-C-H-I-K-I, Cheeky Davis, PhD, I'm not sure. But I just wanted to read a little piece of that article because obviously these are challenging times. People are tending to have moments of negativity and spiraling in ways that are completely understandable and expected when tragedy and unfortunate things occur, such as what's going on in today's world. So that's just my little boost for the day. I hope you find it helpful. I'm curious what things you'd be willing to try. I was resonating with asking myself, do I think positively? I was like, I think generally yes, but right now I think perhaps no. And I liked the idea of just reiterating that there are things we can do and ways to train our brain, in, even if very small and minimally. There are little steps that we can take to increase the positivity within our own brains and the neural pathways by writing things down, shuffling the cards, Pavlov's dog theory, identifying with a boring thing and associating it with something positive. So maybe this week, every time you have a cookie, you are entering a positive zone and saying, okay, cookie time is positive only. Maybe you eat your cookie on a balcony if you're so lucky to have one. Maybe you eat your cookie outside when you're going on a walk, associating sugar, or it can just be a glass of water. Every time I drink water, I'm going to encourage myself to think 3 positive thoughts. It can be very minimal. It can be as small as I enjoyed the meal I had for lunch today. I enjoyed the Zoom call I had with someone last night. So I encourage you to actually identify things that are positive, not things that you think should be positive. If the Zoom call wasn't great, for instance, that doesn't count. It has to be things that actually brought a small amount of joy to your day. So good luck. Hang in there. This is certainly a challenging day. This is certainly a challenging time for everybody. And I hope you are doing okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.